This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. German voters go to the polls Sunday in parliamentary elections that will help choose the successor to Angela Merkel, who's been in power for 16 years. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
Merkel's party is scrambling to beat its centre-left rivals, as recent polls suggest a tight race to the finish. Merkel's centre union bloc is expected to trail slightly behind the Social Democrats, with the Green Party eyeing at least a share of the power. About 60.4 million people are eligible to go to the polls and elect the new parliament, who will in turn elect a head of government. I'm Karen Chamas.
Amid an outcry over U.S. treatment of Haitian asylum seekers, the country's embattled prime minister said Saturday that inequalities and conflict drive migration. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
In a recorded speech to the United Nations General Assembly through a translator, Ariel Henry says the situation at the U.S. border is a reminder that people, especially parents with children, are always going to flee poverty and conflicts for a better life.
Migration will continue.
Migration will continue as long as our planet has both wealthy areas, whilst most of the population, of the world's population indeed, lives in poverty.
He also brought up the photos of border agents in Texas on horses.
Les images.
Images of the way many of my compatriots have been handled at the border between Mexico and the United States have shocked many people.
President Biden says it's being investigated. Meanwhile, the migrant encampment under the Del Rio Bridge has been cleared. The U.S. is continuing to fly some Haitians home and allow others to remain for asylum hearings. Julie Walker, New York.
Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's foreign minister said Saturday the United States, China, Russia, and Pakistan are working together to ensure that Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers keep their promises, especially to form a genuinely representative government and prevent the spread of extremist groups. Sergei Lavrov said representatives from Russia, China, and Pakistan had traveled to Qatar and then to Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, to engage both the Taliban and former Afghan President Hamid Karzai and Abdullah Abdullah, who headed the ousted government's negotiating council with the Taliban. Lavrov said the interim government announced by the Taliban does not reflect the whole gamut of Afghan society, ethno-religious and political forces, so we are engaging in contacts. They are ongoing. The Russian foreign minister was speaking at a press conference before addressing the UN General Assembly's high-level meeting. The Taliban have hanged a dead body in the main square of a western city in Afghanistan, signaling a return to some of the group's harsh methods of the past, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
A crowd gathered to see the gruesome display, shouting their approval. A man who runs a nearby pharmacy tells the Associated Press four bodies were brought to Herat City's main square. One dangled from a crane, while three were moved to other areas for public display. He says the Taliban announced the four were caught taking part in a kidnapping and killed by police. This Taliban commander says the display should alert criminals that they are not safe. One of the Taliban's founders told the AP earlier this week the Taliban will again carry out harsh punishments, including executions and amputations, as it reasserts its rule over Afghanistan. I'm Ben Thomas.
Albanian authorities say that another group of Afghans has arrived in the country, fleeing their homeland after the Taliban took power there. The foreign ministry said that 259 children, women, and men have arrived from Mazar al-Sharif following coordination with our partners. In a statement, it said now they have a safe shelter once again, reconfirming Albania's seriousness and commitment to save hundreds of Afghans. Albania has accommodated all the 903 Afghans who have come so far in hotels. The government has said it might house up to 4,000 Afghans temporarily before they travel on to countries for longer-term settlement. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.